This is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We've been in a brief recess. We are on fiscal year 2026 budget workshop number 2 for Fleet Department. So with that, good morning, Mark.
Morning.
All right. What do we got?
Well, we really had one thing to come back with, and that was we were going to discuss new and reclassified positions. Our intentions were to put 2 new positions in place and use them as needed. That being said, on the reclassified, we've got a couple we've looked at with HR. Thank you, Marty. As we leave one position open for part of the year, then that gives us an opportunity as well to look at all of our technicians as a whole and try to regroup that. So we've had lengthy discussions on that and how we want to do that. And I think that the numbers we've come up with are the 2 new positions and 2 reclassified at this time. So half of that second position will ride us out fiscally.
Fiscally, all right. Approximately what date would they start, like in February, March, or something like that, or?
Yeah, around January, I think we should start looking for the first one. Okay. The other we'll hold back and make sure we have a position, a place for them.
For them, all right. Yes. All right.
It's not that we don't need them, we just gotta have a place for them.
We don't need them, we don't get them. Questions? Comments?
I don't have any questions, Chairman. Director's done what we've asked with the assistance of our HR director, so I think it'll be a great move for Canyon County and for law enforcement overall in this area with what they're able to do.
All right. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, do you have a question? Since we're trying to remember the conversation we had, but with the 2 new positions, 2 reclass, is there going to be any revenue attached to these positions since they'll be used for upfitting?
Partially, yes, because taking on ambulance, that's where that one position will be. But, you know, I'm looking at that as an opportunity to save the county money over making a whole bunch. There will be charges for that labor, though, as well. Sometimes you can make more saving than you can charging.
Where would the savings come from, just as an example?
The buying opportunities, parts, and that type of process.
Chairman, can I ask a question? And is there a savings in the labor cost because you had the ambulance district with its own mechanic? Is that what we're talking about? And then transitioning that over to Canyon County? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, they've been outsourcing.
Right.
So if we bring it in-house, we'll be able to do that quite a bit cheaper.
Okay, that was my question. Thank you.
Save a ton on parts as well.
Okay, cool.
Mr. Chairman, I have a different question.
Okay.
Mark, can you talk to me about the police vehicles? 22-23, we didn't buy any, so we're playing catch up, I'm assuming. Can you talk to me about the status? Like, do we have to buy all of them this next year? Can we put off all of them? Can we put off a portion of them?
Well,
split.
I have actually cut back on the amount that we normally would rotate, trying to get caught up. We cut back on the patrol vehicles.
So the 920 is already a cutback?
Yes. We have to consider, in particular years, we have to look at transport and jail needs as well. So it's somewhat of a wash other than about 100. And let me see what that was difference here. So that's cutting that back 180,000, excuse me. About 30,000, but one of the major expenses there is an animal control truck. It's an F-350, and the box itself is costing me as much as a vehicle to have it built. So we took out two patrol cars, put in that animal control vehicle in those, that place.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I do have one comment. And if you look at the historical, the zeros in 22-23, those were actually in the Justice and Sheriff's budget, and then we consolidated fleet for bulk buying. So there was actual cost in 22-23, if you look at
I hate this software.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure that clarification's there.
Thank you. That's critically important.
So I guess, Mark, a follow-up is, I think in your notes it says there's 11 actual patrol cars.
Yes.
How long do those, how many years do we get out of those?
Well, normally 4 to 8 years, but so I'm going to say 5 years, and they are pretty much hammered. 125,000 is where we try to watch the mileage. Now, that doesn't mean we get rid of that vehicle. Depending on the year as well, we score them with year and mileage, but we have to consider idle time, how they were used. And then a lot of times we'll move those vehicles into a different position, say a jail canine, just a lesser used position. I mean, a lighter used position, I should say. So 125,000 is really about a 350 to 400,000 mile vehicle. And if you start adding the mileage on, that's hard service.
That includes idle time, I'm sure, is what the, yeah.
And a lot, so we are just catching back up to, during COVID and a lot of things that happened after that, there was a lot of realignment of the sheriff's office. A lot of cars sat for a bit, and rather than taking that $85,000 vehicle, because it's not just the vehicle, the car itself, it's the equipment, we've had to hold those back and utilize those miles out of those vehicles. So now we're getting back onto a normal rotation, and that normal rotation is between 12 and 14, depending on what's needed in the jail and CID.
Commissioner?
Yes.
Just circling back to Commissioner Brooks' kind of statement, in FY23, Commissioner Brooks, $737,000 was spent on police vehicles, and $278,000 in FY22, and then $453,000 in FY21.
Thank you.
Questions on mine?
No, that's the big dollar item right there.
Yeah.
It's personnel.
We were able to get all the vehicles we had planned for the SO and still come out with a pretty good balance this year to be able to turn back.
Can you say that again? I didn't hear you.
We were able to come ahead on our balances this year. We were able to come out ahead of, get them all the vehicles we had planned for rotation and turn back money. So on police vehicles, we were, by the time we were done, we were at about $30,000 left over there.
That's what we had done.
you're showing?
No, I was looking at something else, sorry.
Okay.
Kind of all over the place.
Sure.
So I'm still kind of stuck on the revenue side of the whole thing. If we have two new positions coming into fleet to do some upfitting for the ambulance district, it would be a savings for the ambulance district and parts and everything else, but it would be a revenue back to the county because they're a different taxing district. So if we're doing upfitting for the ambulance district, wouldn't we up the revenue just a little bit more for that?
The upfitting on the new ones have been done in Washington at the box builder, Braun. I believe we'll be okay if we have to do minor vehicles like your admin vehicles, that kind of stuff. I think we'll be okay there because we're quite a bit ahead on upfitting this year. And we will charge that back to them. So we'll it's all everything out will come back in.
So as a follow-up, Mr. Chair, so if you have another individual, a new position that we've hired to do that additional work, and you're charging back the ambulance district, wouldn't that be more revenue coming back in beyond the $230,000?
It will be, but I can't tell you exactly what those numbers would be. We can raise that revenue. I'm sure it will be higher, but I can't tell you where that will be because this is a new thing on our end.
Mr. Chairman, I guess in that same vein, I know one time I had a conversation with someone from the city of Caldwell. Are we in the future? Do you know, I guess, if they're still looking to have us doing some of their upfitting?
They're kind of in the air right now.
Okay.
That being said, there will always still be maintenance type stuff. No matter where those are upfit, if they were to go outside and upfit in Utah or wherever, they're still going to need some maintenance on that equipment.
Okay.
I would like to be able to say I have an answer for you, but I don't think they have an answer.
Understandable at this point in time for them.
My responsibility, number one, is Canyon County.
Okay.
And I want to go back to where the balance was on the... I was reading the wrong line. It was $118,500. That we were ahead on sheriff's vehicles.
Okay. And I'm guessing that's because of potentially who you bought them through and being able to buy more at once?
Yep.
Okay.
Bulk buying is huge. Buying on the proper contracts has helped us quite a bit. But yeah, we've been able to save quite a bit by building our vehicles the way we need them rather than somebody else's build and then we go back and put a whole bunch of money into trying to make that vehicle what we need.
Chairman.
Just a minute. I'm having a philosophical problem when you know that you're potentially today going to have additional revenue income and we're not putting it on the books. I'm totally against that. I'm better to put whatever $30,000 and put a second line, and if we don't get that $30,000 in, then we don't spend the $30,000 on expenses on the other line. But I'm really uncomfortable knowing that you're going to have the potential, pretty high likelihood of the potential of additional revenue, and we can't do anything with it. I don't think it's fair to you either. So, Kyle?
Chairman, directors, I'm assuming there is a way that you can kind of look at, on average, what you kind of bring in or what kind of work is being done by the other techs, and you can kind of average out what that would be based on I know you have different rates for different things, but what that rate would kind of be, even if you did a, if it was like county, like the minimum rate, you'd still have that minimum revenue that you get out of there, not necessarily maybe do what it would be for outside entities like the city. So that way we'd be more, we'd still have a revenue in there, maybe more a conservative projection versus an increased one.
That's a good point. And we've been above where we had planned for quite a few years. We raised from 70 to 150. We're at 150 now without, well, without a whole lot of ambulance, maybe.
So, yeah, it'd be something where we could just take how many techs you have and then take that by the shop fees and other kind of miscellaneous parts you do, and you can just kind of do an average of what comes in per person and then just take that and kind of distribute. I know it's not apples to apples, but it'll at least give us a point, and we can like look into that and, you know, massage that number. We can work with you finding a number that we're both comfortable with.
Okay, and we're utilizing our outside agency line where a lot of, for some of what's coming back there. I'm comfortable with putting $60,000 up on that shop fee line.
60 more thousand, is that what you mean? Oh, okay. So you want to make that 210, that shop fee, is that your?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that something is it, that?
I mean, if I'm okay with that, Mr. Chairman.
In doing that, yeah, I can set that up right here.
Because we know the ambulance is coming on.
Yeah.
That's a known, the city of Caldwell, we don't know.
Yeah, that's always an unknown.
We kind of know about the ambulance.
So is that an amount that the commissioners feel comfortable with?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll go ahead and work to get that. We'll get that added.
Okay, let's do that.
Chairman?
Yes.
I don't want to ride over the speed bump without acknowledging that prior to this seated board, there was a push, a big push. I've talked to the director at that time, but to have a savings of $118,000 based on bulk buying and putting the expertise for acquisition back where it belongs is huge. And we did it across the county to make sense. I just want to recognize the effort. Chief Rast was on that. I was on that, and Director Tolman was on that. So that coordinated effort to push to get over the hump, it's a great win for Canyon County taxpayers, so I want to acknowledge that.
Thank you for doing that. That
thanks.
I got on and I got to enjoy the benefits of doing that. And when I was told about that, it's like, and why weren't you doing it before?
Oh, there's a couple reasons.
Good job, Mark.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Quite a bit on our general vehicles as well.
Right.
Been able to. Yeah. Get a couple of pieces of equipment that we really needed, but didn't know we needed until this year. So
yeah, well, we're saving on acquisition, but we're also saving on disposal. So the auction side of that, and then to return the revenue back to fleet, that was another huge fat win. That's exactly what it is, and so really a benefit to the director and to the taxpayer. It's just good to have government run like it should. Thanks for letting me say that, Chairman.
Yep.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Yeah.
Good job. Because I have not said this yet, we have an award-winning fleet director that has been recognized nationally for his efforts in the field of fleet vehicles and management. So kudos to you again. I get a big fat kick out of saying that year over year, and it's still true. So thank you for what you do. Yep. You've made a lot of change, a lot of difference here in Canyon County, and you've been you've persevered through some things that other people of lesser stature may not have navigated. So, great job.
Wow, he navigates and buys vehicles.
I know. It's great.
Chairman?
Yes.
Thanks, Director Tolman. I know in the last meeting I kind of conveyed that the freeze on positions was intended to lose opportunity cost. And so the focus on revenue, I think, is appropriate to try to quantify what two new positions. But we've added $180,000 on the expense side and less than that on the revenue side. So I do want to say that the revenue will be realized regardless of how we budget it. So we're not going to be constrained in what we budget and revenue. It's not going to affect what we actually realize. So in prior years, the budget was very conservative under shop fees, and he would double it most years. So you're authorizing what the expense is. I think part of what I'm hearing in, from the last meeting to this meeting was there was a thought that maybe the two new positions would pay for themselves, and that that would maybe be my that was kind of my understanding as well from the prior one. So not booking revenue that offsets what the expenses are is booking a larger deficit. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to pay for themselves. We're not booking that because I think Director Tolman's being cautious to not want to overstate what might occur with that. So while we're increasing the revenue line some, it's not... It doesn't cover what the added costs are. So I just want to state that if there's an understanding that we're just being conservative, the revenue is going to come in whatever it comes in at. And so, but if you're committing to hiring two people, there isn't really a let's see how it's going 6 or 9 months through if they're paying for themselves. Because if they're not paying for themselves, then that's a more awkward conversation to have, whether or not they're staying busy enough on maintenance related stuff to alleviate the load. But once you commit to hiring two new people, there really isn't a contingency that it must pay for itself. So there is the possibility that they're not paying for themselves as far as an added revenues. I what I'm hearing is there's just no guarantee that it's going to net out.
Mr. Chair, good point, Clerk, on that. But what I'm happy to see with the FY26 request, the expenses in the overall budget is flat, even with the additional positions and everything else. So at least that's good. So we're not adding the 180 on top of a
sure
B budget or a collective budget.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, no, I hear that, but I also understand that there is some deferred squeezing on the vehicles, so it's not eliminating that liability. It's stacking it or maybe pushing forward to buy us a little bit of time. I don't know if I'm
well.
What I heard Director Tolman say is that he's already removed some of the replacement vehicles to maybe try to squeeze. And whenever you're doing that, you just know that that bill's going to come next year. You're just delaying or deferring that replacement, unless you're adopting a new replacement cycle of, say,
well,
going to 6 years from 5 years or whatever, and you move everything back a year. But I don't know how sustainable that is.
You know, deferring, that's really a tough one because there's becomes a point of management of that, too. If I can move that back knowing I've got a vehicle that's got some mileage left in it, yes, maybe next year we need to go back to the 14. But it doesn't make any sense to have two cars sitting for a year that I can't get to upfit anyway. Now, as far as the personnel, our repair equivalency to our mechanic units is 9. I don't have 9 people, so one of those is going to help us quit loading our guys so hard. I just haven't had room to put them, and finally I got a little bit of room. So let's be fair to the guys on the first.
Sure. Yeah, and I didn't mean in any way to suggest that.
So we'll try to pay for the second, make sure we're paying for the second guy. This bringing on ambulance is, I'm sure there will be more revenue from what I'm seeing. But I don't have a crystal ball to tell you, hey, it's going to cover every single bit of that. Probably good odds it will.
Yeah.
Chairman.
I'm okay with it. I think the questions that were emerging about the revenue, is it fair or not to try to tie the cost? And it sounds like there's already need for at least one, as Dr. Tolman's saying, regardless of whether it generates more revenue. And so that becomes more a right-sizing discussion and then tying the rest of the revenue. But I just know once you authorize the positions are going to be hired. And, you know, whether it generates more revenue or not is not necessarily an expectation I have from a performance metric, unless that's something you're wanting to track moving forward to reevaluate, you know, the following year's budget. But you really got to let the thing play out for a full year before you really know
mm-hmm.
what is a fair assessment of the situation.
Right. Chairman?
Yes.
And I just want to be consistent. Last time we talked about these hiring and new positions, Chief corrected me, and so he can help me out, but it is not that we would not backfill or that we would not get to a metric in work performance that makes sense, but the commitment to not have it be, I think in 23 we had 37 positions, and I don't think we have, do we have any requested positions that do is either not a replacement of two part-times? I don't know of anything like that, but we would hire to fill vacated positions. We would have committed not to add new ones, and I think the exception, I appreciate the clerk's question, because I want to make sure that I'm consistent with what we're saying to the taxpayer. One of these is just needed because of the amount of work that's going through your shop and the commitment. I think that your projections have always been conservative, that man number two is going to have revenue to pay for what he does. So I just wanted to walk that back a little bit from my end with what I said and what I meant. So any clarification on that needed?
No, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, no, it's well said. We just said no new positions, but there is savings countywide with these positions. So even though the ambulance district is coming back to fleet, we're saving that district money, ultimately saving the taxpayer dollars. So I think it's a win-win. I'm just happy to see the budget being flatlined and the bulk buying is paying for itself.
Yes, it is. It's awesome.
I think this could be a win for the taxpayer on multiple paying taxing districts.
Right. I agree. All right. Any other comments?
I don't have any, Chairman.
Do we need any follow-up past this point other than compensation that we're going to be doing for everybody?
Mr. From my perspective, I think we're good.
Clerk, are we good?
Yes, sir.
All right. So maybe you're done, you know? Could it be so easy? All right. There's any other comments? Being that there's none, I'd make a motion that we take this under advisement and move forward with what's been presented and the changes that were discussed and incorporated.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. Is there all in favor? Say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay. I would make a motion that we adjourn to our next agenda item.
I'll second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned.